Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
This NBA Player Props edition of the NBA Gambling Podcast for Wednesday, January 31st on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. We're also brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based, available in 40 states. Head to Cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. And there's only today left to get 15% off of everything in the SGPN merch store. Make sure you use our promo code PLAYOFFS.
And taking a shot to Brown.
Welcome everyone to the PropCast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It is Wednesday, January the 31st, currently 12:41 on the East Coast. Here to get into our NBA player props for the Wednesday night schedule, and joining me as usual to help me break it all down, you guys know him as a voice, of course, on the NFL PropCast as well. It's my main man, Crispy Cappin. Chris, what's going on, brother? How you doing this Wednesday afternoon?
What's up, you know? Doing good, man. We got a bunch of basketball. I know me and you talked a little bit off air before we started the show about, you know, getting beat up a little bit yesterday in the NBA. Not necessarily with player props, but, you know, it's just that inconsistency of the players right now. So you want to make sure you do all your due diligence and you cross your fingers and, you know, do everything that you possibly can to win some of these bets. I'm excited to be able to break it down. We got a big, big slate, you know, excited to break it down. So hopefully we can give out some winners to listeners.
Yeah. I know it's been a while since you and I put the NBA prop cast together, but I know that now we got a little bit of time between the Super Bowl following Sunday, I should say. So maybe all eyes right now are going to be on the NBA and college basketball. So hopefully we can find some winners for the guys. You know, hopefully we can find the winning ways again. I know, like you mentioned, I had a rough night last night. You had a little bit of a rough night as far as our sides and totals win. But hopefully we can find some player props here. Chris, I know it's been a little bit since you and I did the NBA PropCast, and I think we'd be remiss not to mention all the high point performances that have been going on in the NBA. We saw Joel Embiid put up 70-plus points for the Sixers. We had Devin Booker, Karl-Anthony Towns. I'm sure I'm missing someone else in there as well. Devin Booker, I think. Luka, yeah, there you go. 70-plus for him as well. So it's been interesting, but I think the bigger conversation may be that, and I was talking about this on another pod that I do, is that it seems like there's one of these players goes out and has a huge night scoring the basketball. There seems like there's like a trickle effect that some of these other superstars kind of maybe want to one up some of these players that are putting out these poor performances. But I know you've been, well, obviously you're a huge NBA junkie like myself, but what have you seen from these poor performances, or what have kind of been your takeaways from these guys going out and putting it up 60, 70 plus points on any given night?
Yeah, I think the first thing to mention, you know, is what you like the speed at which information can be shared nowadays. Like if I'm playing in the game and you're playing in the game and you're scoring, you know, 50, 60 points and you got 35 or 40 at halftime, that can get like that's easily, you know, in the back in the day, you used to have to like wait until the next day to find out, you know, or maybe like that night when you watch SportsCenter. Nowadays, like you, it's like a text message, right? You know how many points you got going into halftime, you know, going to third quarter. You got all these assistant coaches telling you to go out there, you know, get these different numbers. So I think that that part has changed a lot. But then I also think that, man, you mentioned this yesterday, you know, when we did the show with Ronald. It's just that, you know, these teams are fatigued, right? You got some of these teams that are super fatigued, and you got other teams that's taking advantage of that. There's about 2 weeks left before the All-Star break. So you're seeing, you know, a lack of effort sometimes, and then you're seeing these players absolutely get hot. And the coach, the other players on the team are saying, like, hey, we, you know, just kind of want to feed this guy the ball and see how big his magical night can be. So I think, you know, no record is safe, first and foremost. You know, when these players get hot, man, the skill set of the NBA right now is, you know, far more than we've ever seen with all of the recovery stuff that they have, you know, with all of the analytics that they have, with how difficult it is to close out the 3-point shooters without getting a foul. And some of these guys are so crafty, like a Luka Doncic step back 3-pointer. You know, it's most of the time going in because of the space that he's able to gain. So, it's fun to watch, Minov, when you're betting overs. It's not as fun when you're watching and you're taking unders, of course, because, like I said, some of these defenses are definitely taking the night off. But, you see these big, big numbers being produced on a nightly basis, or at least, you know, one time a week we're getting at least a 50-point score. I remember one of those nights, you know, if I think, you know, the Milwaukee Bucks were playing against the Detroit Pistons, Giannis had like 38, 14, and 10. And wasn't even mentioned anywhere. Nobody even talked about it.
It was funny because it was the same night where Devin Booker and both Luka went off. And I know they kind of have that little rivalry or beef with each other, whatever it may be, dating back to the playoffs a couple seasons ago. And it's funny that happened the same night that both those players went off, and Luka put up 70-something points. And then Devin Booker, I think that finished the game with like 62 as well. And it just seemed like that nobody was talking about Devin Booker's 62-point performance because Luka went out there and put up 70-plus points for the Dallas Mavericks. But yeah, it's been – I don't remember the last time – I mean, I know I remember Devin Booker dropping 70-plus against the Boston Celtics, but I don't remember – two players in a single season, at least ever since I've started watching basketball, drop 70 plus points within the span of 2 weeks. It's just been absolutely incredible to watch. I know some of the guys in the chat here are mentioning the NBA, the regular pod. It would be out in podcast form. We did have some difficulties with the stream. So if you are looking for the stream, it won't be up on the YouTube channel. Just make sure to get on the podcast player. Whether you're on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, but it should be up within maybe 20 to 30 minutes. So look out for that. Just wanted to put that disclaimer out there for you guys. I know Blake is asking, Josiah is asking as well. Chris, let's dive right into it, man. Let's get into our player props here for tonight on the NBA schedule. Why don't you lead us off, man? Where's you taking us for your first player prop?
Let's do it, you know. So we're going to – it's so much to like on the board today. I'll start in Houston where you guys are playing, you know, if you're Houston Rockets. And this Houston Rockets team is looking pretty good offensively all of a sudden. You know, you see them come out there and, you know, hit the Lakers really, really well. And I think for the guy that I'm targeting, Mr. Jalen Green, I'm looking at his three-point makes, you know, over 2.5 plus 110 over on DraftKings. I like Jalen Green in this spot. He's really picked it up offensively. I know you guys had a bobblehead night for him, been like a little bit over a week ago. And ever since then, he's kind of turned the corner. He did well on his bobblehead night. And, you know, just kind of looking at some of the numbers, he's, you know, been playing really, really good offensively late. So outside of making, making four threes in back-to-back games versus the Lakers and the Nets in his two most recent performances, he's getting up the attempts. He's had at least six attempts in six straight games from the three-point line. And now you get this Pelicans defense that has been god-awful against the three-pointer. I'm not sure if people are paying attention to it, but the Pelicans are actually allowing the seventh most made threes over the last five games. And teams are shooting 37% from the three-point line as well. Over the last seven games, specifically against the shooting guard position, you got New Orleans that's, you know, bottom 10 against the shooting guard position from the three-point line as well. Derek White just went 4-for-10 in their most recent game when they lost to Boston. Campaign hit 3-of-4. Damian Lillard hit 3-of-7. Jrue Holiday hit 3-of-5 SGA hit 3 of 8. All this is just in the last 5 games. Every one of those players also shot above 38% from the 3-point line. So this is a mixture of Jalen Green kind of getting hot at the right time, playing against a team that he should get plenty of opportunities to as well. So give me Jalen Green to start this thing off, over his 2.5 3-point makes here.
I'll be the first one to admit that I have been ready to move on from Jalen Green. I'm not sure if it's that he's kind of been a player that has gone through, 3 different head coaches, 2 different head coaches in the span of his young career, right? And I know the potential and, like, the talent is there for Jalen Green. Like, we've seen flashes of it for Jalen Green throughout his career, right? There was his rookie year where when the Rockets decided to sit all the veterans, and remember, this was when we had James Harden, post-James Harden era, it was Eric Gordon, Christian Wood. They had finally decided to sit all those guys and see what we could get from the young guys. And there was a stretch where Jalen Green had 5-6 straight 30-plus point games for the Houston Rockets. So we know the potential is there. And like you mentioned, maybe it was a bobblehead night that kind of cured Jalen Green for him to start playing good basketball again. But like you mentioned, I think that the future for the Rockets was supposed to be Şengün and Jalen Green, right? Şengün on the inside and Jalen Green on the outside. I'm hoping that he's turned a corner here. And again, he's a guy that can, like you mentioned, with 3-pointers, he's made 2 straight games for that 4-plus 3-point shots. He's had 29-plus points in 3 of the last 4 games. So I think that's what they're really going to need from Jalen Green if the Rockets want to continue winning games and maybe, who knows, maybe get into the play-in tournament and have a fighting chance there. But it can't just be Şengün. And I think that Jalen Green, maybe he's turning the corner here a little bit. Hopefully he has. Because he has been efficient as well, right? He's shooting 48% from the floor over the last 5 games, over the last 3 games. Oh, sorry, over the last 4 games, 50%, 60%, and 52% respectively as well. So going up against the Pelicans team in a division game, I think they're definitely going to need him to step up here tonight. So, I'm not going to disagree, but I think that when you have the hot hand right now of Jalen Green, I think now is probably the time to, ride that hot hand, and whether you're backing his 3-point shots or whether it's, his points alone, I think this might just be the stretch race, maybe turn that corner here for the Rockets. All right. My first player problem, I mentioned the guy, the former Houston Rocket. I'm going to go over to that game between the Clippers and the Wizards. I'm looking at James Harden. Looking at his assists to go over 9.5. It might be moving towards 10.5. It might be off the board right now because we did get the Paul George news that he is now officially questionable for tonight's game against the Wizards. But there's 2 things that I've been fading here, Chris, when facing this Wizards team. And that's been taking opponent centers to go over on their rebounds and opposing point guard to go over on their assists. So right now, over the last 2 weeks of the regular season, the Washington Wizards are allowing the most assists to that point guard position. They're giving up about a hair over 10 assists per game over the last 2 weeks to the point guard position, 10.6 to be exact. And we know what James Harden can do when he has the basketball in his hands, right? And we saw that all throughout his career with the Rockets. We saw him do it with the Brooklyn Nets in the short stint there. We saw him do it with the Philadelphia 76ers. And when we saw the trade to the Clippers, we knew there was going to be a little bit of an adjustment period for James Harden, but he's initiating this offense right now. Over his last 5 games, he's averaging exactly 10 assists per game. He's had double-digit assists in 4 of the last 5 games. I think they should or they will have some offensive success in this game. We look for him to continue distributing the basketball. So asking him to get 10 assists here tonight, I don't think it's going to be a big deal when he's already been doing not only throughout his career, but also, like I mentioned, for the 5 last games for the Los Angeles Clippers. And also, like I mentioned, the Clippers giving up the most assists to that point guard position. So give me James Harden over 9.5 assists here tonight, Chris, against the Washington Wizards.
Yeah, I mean, how can I argue this one? You're talking about, I know the defense has picked up a little bit, but talking about one of the worst defenses in the league. They play at the fastest pace. James Harden should feast in this game. And with the news coming out that, you know, that Paul George is now listed as questionable, that's even just even more usage for James Harden. So yeah, I could talk you off for looking at James Harden, maybe even double double, depending on if you kind of want to pivot away from, you know, the juice that you can, you know, that you're probably going to take on with the minus 120 ish line for James Harden. Yeah. Over the 9.5, I could get behind the double double in this spot as well. You know?
Yeah, 100%. All right, Chris, before we get over to our next player props here for the Wednesday night schedule, let me tell everyone about our friends over at Underdog Fantasy. Hey, we're talking about player props here. We're talking about fantasy projections here. And this is a good time for you to sign up with Underdog Fantasy if you haven't already, because Underdog Fantasy gives you the opportunity to play alongside your favorite fantasy players all season long, whether it's in the NFL for Super Bowl, whether it is in the NBA, whether it's NHL, college basketball, and when college football comes around. Simply pick higher or lower on your favorite players' fantasy stats and cash in. You can win 100x with some spicy plays over on Underdog Fantasy. Wait till the end of the episode. Chris and I will put together our Underdog Fantasy entry here for tonight on the Wednesday card. So you can watch along, maybe make your own picks, and maybe make a little cash over on Underdog's mobile app or website, underdogfantasy.com. And when you sign up using promo code NBASGPN, Underdog will double your first deposit of up to $100. Again, that's Underdog Fantasy, but make sure you use that promo code NBASGPN for a first deposit bonus of up to $100. All right, Chris, let's keep it rolling here, my man. Take us over to your next player prop. What do you got?
So this one, I'm going to keep this one super simple here. You know, I'm looking at Rudy Gobert against the Dallas Mavericks front line, and there's no way I could not go to this one. Over 13.5 rebounds is the play. And I was surprised that, I mean, some places it is a little juice. You can find some minus 120, minus 125s out there. But FanDuel actually got this at minus 104 right now. So you're not even, you know, no real vig on this line at all. From a historical perspective, we'll start off there first. He's cleared this. He's actually cleaned the glass against his team, against his Mav team, a lot of times in his career. But just amongst the last seven games, since they've been playing, you know, dating back to last season and the few games that they played already this season, he's, you know, cleared the 13.5 in four of those seven games. The most recent matchup, which was about 3 weeks ago, he had 17 rebounds. And that was a game that didn't feature Luka Doncic, of course, as well. But 17 rebounds in that game. And, also, I looked at this, you know, without the impact of Lively not being there, right? So it's been seven games so far, you know, that Lively hasn't played for this Dallas Mavericks team. They're averaging nearly, they're allowing nearly 49 rebounds per game, which is actually the second most. If you look at that from, you know, just you zoom out and look at, you know, the whole NBA, the Wizards are the worst rebounding team in the league. They average a little over 49 opponents are getting against them. We're without Lively, we can say that this is the second worst rebounding team in the league. And in comparison, in the 44 games, in the 44, they've allowed 44 rebounds in the games that the 36 games that Lively has played. So you're seeing about a 5 rebound differential there without him being a part of the lineup. Looking at Rudy, he's averaging 13 rebounds over his last 5 games, 36 minutes per game as well over his last 5. So we're just asking him to grab one more rebound than he normally does. In a very favorable matchup with Dwight Powell, maybe, you know, Maxi Kleber. I think Rudy Gobert dominates the rebounds that they hear me off. And, you know, I wouldn't be upset with anybody wanting to potentially ladder Rudy Gobert rebounds. The other thing I want to mention, you know, because this is a pretty large spread, but you look at the Minnesota Timberwolves at home as a favorite of 10 points or more. They're just 2-4 against the spread. They've really struggled in this spot. We know that they lost outright against the Charlotte Hornets, you know, on a very favorable line, on a very similar line, just a couple weeks ago, or just last week when Karl Anthony Towns was out there going for 72. So I do think the game stays, you know, closer than what we were expecting. That the last game about 3 weeks ago also was a game that, you know, Luka didn't play and they didn't cover the spread in that game. The Minnesota Timberwolves didn't cover the spread in that game, and that game was also played in Minnesota. So, you know, a lot of comparatives that you know, kind of lean towards Rudy Gobert continuing to get his 35, 36 minutes. I debated, I flirted going with the points and assists, hear me off as well, but without Mike Conley, who looks for him more than anybody else, I couldn't quite get there with that number. I think he gets the rebounds regardless. So give me Rudy Gobert over his 13.5 rebounds in the spot here.
Yeah, I mean, like you mentioned, right? Number one, that Derek Lively, and he has I mean, it's crazy to think that it's already the fourth matchup between these two teams this season, with the Wolves and the Dallas Mavericks. But yeah, I mean, look, when you don't really have a true center for the Dallas Mavericks and you have guys that are already going to be out here tonight for the Dallas Mavericks, this is going to be a game where Minnesota should come out here and take care of business and really limit the second chance opportunities for the Dallas Mavericks, right? You just take a look at their, I'm trying to pull up their injury report right now. So we know probably their second best rebounder and Luka is going to be out after maybe Derek Lively, or even maybe Luka is their best rebounder. So those two guys are not going to be there. Derek Jones Jr., another guy that has a lot of size and length, he's doubtful here tonight as well. So who's going to grab these rebounds? So that, I think for Rudy Gobert, you got to camp out in the paint, you know, avoid those 3 second defensive calls and just grab every rebound that you can get. And I think the offensive rebound should be there for him in this game as well. Right. I know it is a big number at 13.5, but again, for a guy like Rudy Gobert, it's always in the realm of possibility. I mean, like, you know, Chris, you mentioned he had 17 in the game back on January 7th. He's had games where he's had 20, 15, 17 again, 15 again. So, yeah, I can definitely see this here for Rudy Gobert. You probably have the good luck with Rudy Gobert because every time I bet a rebounding prop for Rudy Gobert, Chris, I absolutely just, like, he is nowhere close to getting those rebounds. So I'm not going to bet this one here tonight for your sake. So that means tonight he's at least going to have 20 rebounds for the Minnesota Timberwolves. all right, Chris, before we get into the next player prop here for the Wednesday night schedule, let me tell everyone about the newest sponsor over on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. That's going to be Cut. Hey, Cut is a lot of fun because you know what? It's not you against the books. It's you against maybe if you want to take a bet up against your friends, because Cut is a social betting peer-to-peer platform. Where they're available, number one, in 40 different states here in America. And it's social betting is a new way and better way to bet. You can bet directly, like I mentioned, against your friends or other users on sports, politics, pop culture, and other events with verifiable outcomes and tons of fun. With social features that give it a feel of a betting social network. Cut even offers lower vig and fully customizable odds. You can set your own odds. That's the best part about it that I love. And you can create your own bets as well. Cut handles the payment side of things, so you never have to chase anyone down for money. They have some great social features as well. Group chats, betting leaderboards, head-to-head history, user profiles, fan groups, and much more. They also have a reward system. You get cash back on every single you can get cash back on every single time you bet against your friends or other users. Look, this is going to be great for the Super Bowl because, you know, maybe a lot of people, you're not in the legalized states that have books available, right? And Cut gives you this opportunity if they're available in the 40 states that you are in, and you can just download the app. And you're at that Super Bowl party. You can, you know, bet on the props, whether it's side total, wherever you want to be. You can also, you know, create your own bets on Cut as well, because Cut allows you to list almost any kind of bet. It's perfect for getting action on the Super Bowl prop bets as well. Cut is the peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states, like I mentioned. All you got to do is go to cut.com. That's K-U-T-T.com. And make sure you use that promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. And we're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets. Win bigger by betting smarter this NFL season with Hall of Fame Bets, a sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NFL, NBA, and soccer bet with a circle stats and data. Enter any parlay idea into Hall of Fame Bets' revolutionary parlay optimizer tool to get hit rates broken down by leg, as well as an expected probability for the entire parlay. Sort all players by hit rate for any bet to learn which players are hot and which picks have value. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. And last but not least, I'll also remind you about the SGPN merch store. Today is the last day. Today is the last day, January 31st, to get 15% off of everything in the store by using promo code PLAYOFFS. We're competing against the other shows for a bonus, so make sure to go there, get your favorite item. A lot of great t-shirts on there, a lot of coffee mugs, memorabilia, things like that are on there. Go ahead and check it out. That's store.sportsgamblingpodcast.com. But make sure you use our promo code PLAYOFFS. Today's the last day, 15% off of everything in the merch store. All right, Chris, let's keep it rolling here, my man. Let's go to the next player prop on my list here. I'm going to go over to that game between the Orlando Magic here tonight going up against, who are the Orlando Magic? The San Antonio Spurs. And I'm looking at their starting center, a guy that just returned for them, Wendell Carter Jr., to go over 7.5 rebounds here tonight. So let's start here with the San Antonio Spurs. Now, we know traditionally they don't have that big man, something similar to what we just talked about with the Dallas Mavericks. I know they have Derek Lively now that they drafted, but the San Antonio Spurs, they've really been struggling keeping big men off of the glass. So currently, as it stands, over the last 2 weeks, the Spurs are allowing the center position to grab 15.1 rebounds per game. And we saw the return of Wendell Carter Jr. For the Orlando Magic. It seems like he's kind of picked up right where he left off. Now, I know on the season he's only averaging 6.7 rebounds, but if you kind of go through his game log, at least over the last five games as well, he's had at least 8 rebounds in 4 out of the last 5 games. He's had 9 rebounds in 3 of the last 5 games as well. And the minutes have been there for him as well, right? He's averaging close to 30 minutes per game over the last 5 games for the Orlando Magic. So I think it's an opportunity where I think there may be a little bit of pace being played in this game. We know the Spurs, at least at home, are a team that have trended towards the over. They like to get up a lot of shots. They try to get up and down the floor. I know a lot of people mentioned, hey, that he has to go up against Victor Wembanyama, but Victor does get his rebounds. There's no question about that. That's for sure. But I think that, you know, when you have a big body like Wendell Carter Jr. down below on the block, that he'll be able to clean up the rebounds for the Orlando Magic. And again, a guy that's done this, and if you won't even go back 5 of the last 6 games where he's had at least 8 rebounds, I think that he can repeat this performance here tonight in San Antonio going up against the Spurs. So give me Wendell Carter Jr. over 7.5 rebounds here tonight, Chris.
Yeah, I like this one a lot here, man. You laid out some great points. I think the biggest thing is just the pace, right? He's been playing against some pretty slow-paced teams. Like Phoenix is not playing fast. Memphis is not playing fast. Cleveland's not playing fast. Miami's not playing fast. So now he gets a faster pace matchup. No Derek Lively type rebounder in this one, you know, like he had in the last matchup against Dallas. So I was actually looking at Wendell Carter Jr. double-double here, you know. I know his points haven't, necessarily been quite there, back-to-back games where he's had single digits, but he did finish on the hook right at 9. And before that, he had actually, cleared the number in 7 straight games. So, his double-double, I think, is like plus 290. I think that's worth a little sprinkle as well here, So the way I could talk you off, you look at the San Antonio defense, and like you said, they're giving up the rebounds. They also allow 33 points to the center position here, over the last 7 games. Now, to put that in perspective, that's 5 more points than the Boston Celtics, who ranked number 2nd. So, this team is not defending the 3, and the thing about, Victor Wembanyama, he can't stay out there, for the entirety of the game. So I think Wendell Carter Jr. takes on the challenge. I like the rebound look over 7.5, and like I said, I'm a little sprinkle on the double-doubles as well.
Yeah, I like that. He's been getting the points as well, right? I mean, I know the last 2 games he finished with 9 points, but prior to that, he had, 6 straight games where he was in double figures for the Orlando Magic. So, I think that's definitely worth putting some either pizza money or some, beer money on that double-double here tonight for Mr. Wendell Carter Jr. All right, Chris, take us over to your next player prop, man. What do you got?
So we are going to the Denver Nuggets and the Oklahoma City game. And it's I'll keep the other one for honorable mention, but I'm looking at Jokic here in this spot. We talked about this one a little bit before the show. It's a revenge game here. Denver lost back-to-back home games against Oklahoma City. We remember Shai Gilgeous-Alexander coming in there and hitting that game winner. Then OKC went home for 7 games. Then they came back in Denver, and Denver was a little shorthanded in that game, and they beat them pretty badly in that one as well. Now you look at this matchup, and we see Chet Holmgren listed as questionable with an ankle injury. Not 100% sure if he's going to be available in this game or not, but without them, they're not a good rebounding team. I went in and looked at the numbers. We know that, he's been, and even with them, they still, rank in the bottom of, being able to rebound the basketball. And looking at you know, Jokic specifically, this dude's been playing, you know, almost like his hair is on fire, specifically over the last, you know, 5 or 6 games, specifically when I think it happened after Golden State, you know, assistant coach kind of passed away. We see him have, you know, some really, really big games. So just kind of going in and looking at Jokic's last 5 games, him and up, and I didn't talk about the prop. So points plus rebounds is what I'm looking at specifically. The Oklahoma City Thunder do a really good job of limiting assists to pretty much everybody. Like, you just can't get a lot of assists against them. But I do think Jokic scores a lot, and I think he rebounds the ball a lot in this spot. Over the last 5 games, you know, this dude is averaging 31 points per game by itself, right? That's outside of the 13.6 rebounds he's also averaging. So, you know, favorable, I think pretty favorable matchup, especially if Chet Holmgren's not available here in this spot. Should be a lot of Jokic early and often. This prop is juiced at -120, which implies that, you know, he's probably going to go over this line. But even in the low scoring game, 4th game of the season, he did go into Denver team did go into Oklahoma City before they lost both of those games. And they absolutely, you know, beat the brakes off this year. I remember watching the game. It was on a Sunday afternoon. And you see the, you know, the Nuggets come out and just really dominate this team. And I think they probably got this one circle here, Manoff, is what I'm thinking. I think that, you know, starts and ends and all everything in the middle goes through Nikola Jokic, specifically on the road here in this spot. So over 38.5 points plus rebounds is the prop that I like here in this game, you know.
Yeah. I was looking at Jokic here as well. In this game, and I mean, for all the reasons that you mentioned, right, there's a couple rules that I have, you know, taking centers against the Toronto Raptors, taking centers against the Oklahoma City Thunder, but also you just take a look at the injury report, like we talked about, like you mentioned right now, that we talked about earlier as well, and we're talking about this offline, that they have a lot of guys that are questionable here tonight. I know SGA and Lou Dort did go through shoot around today, so that's usually a good indication that those players are going to end up playing. But if Chet's not able to go here tonight, you're already going to be without Jalen Williams, who's a guy that can do get points and rebounds as well. And it should be easy pickings for Denver or for Nikola Jokic. There was a stretcher, Chris, that Nikola Jokic wasn't able to like really put the ball in the basket. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen that recently over the last couple of years from Jokic, where he was just absolutely struggling, you know, scoring the basketball. But it seems like he's picked up right where he's kind of left off. He's getting the shot attempts. We know the rebounds and assists are always going to be there for Nikola Jokic. Back-to-back games where he's put up 16 rebounds. He's had 12 assists in the last game against the Milwaukee Bucks, 7 against the Philadelphia 76ers. I mean, we know he fills up the stat box, and it's not even close for, you know, for Nikola Jokic. He's one of the few players like Luka's of the world, Russ in his prime, that could walk into a gym and just put up a triple-double at will. So, yeah, I'm with you here as well. And it's a big game, right? You and I were talking about this offline for the Denver Nuggets. That this is a double revenge spot that the Thunder have lost both games this season the Nuggets have lost both games this season against the Thunder. Being in that same division, they're fighting for the number one spot in that Western Conference right now, so these games are going to matter when it comes down to tiebreakers and things like that. So got to look at them possibly going into that in their building here tonight and trying to pull that not only say upset, but trying to get the victory here, at least to get on the board in the season series. But yeah, I think it starts and stops with Nikola Jokic here for sure. All right, I'll give you my last player prop here before we do get into honorable mentions here, Chris. But going to that game between the Sacramento Kings and the Miami Heat, and I'm just looking to fade this Miami Heat three-point defense, man. They have been absolutely atrocious over the last 5 games. You take a look at what they've been allowing to the opposition, and plenty of the exact numbers here. So over the last 5 games, the Miami Heat are dead last in makes allowed per game, close to 16 per game. And the alarming part is that they're giving up the percentage, which means they're giving up wide open looks. They're only allowing 35.4 attempts per game, but that's leading to other teams shooting close to 45% from the floor for the opposition that's going up against the Miami Heat. Now you have a Sacramento Kings team that has some pretty prolific three-point shooters. So I'm in particular looking at Kevin Huerter in this game for the Sacramento Kings. And you take a look at just the pure attempts that he's getting up for this team. He's averaging 8.2 attempts per game over the last 5 games for the Sacramento Kings. He's had at least 8 attempts in for the 5 games, and he's knocked down at least 3 three-pointers in for the last 5 games. So right now for Kevin Huerter, that number and that projection is sitting at 2.5 three-pointers made here tonight, around -115, -120, depending on your book. But I think this might be a game we may sneakily see some points being put up. But I think the three pointer should be flying here tonight for the Sacramento Kings, led by one of their better 3-point shooters, I should say, in Kevin Huerter. And also over the last five games, I should mention this as well, that Kevin Huerter is shooting 46.3% from 3-point land. I also wanted to mention, we'll talk about, so I'll just lead this off here with honorable mentions. I also want to get there with Malik Monk on this prop here as well for his 3-pointers, but him being a bench player, I just don't see. Oh, actually, I do see listed right now. It's at 1.5 at minus 145. So if you want to put like a same game parlay together for Kevin Huerter threes and Malik Monk threes, I don't hate that. But Kevin Huerter is the official play I have here, Chris, for this my last prop here at least.
What was the number, Munaf? You got 1.5 or 2.5?
I got 2.5 for Kevin Huerter, but I also wanted to mention Malik Monk at 1.5.
2.5. Yeah, I mean, I can't. Look, you know, let me just read some numbers off to you real quick. So the last 8 games against the Miami Heat, Gary Trent Jr. shot 8-for-9 from the 3-point line. Eric Gordon, 5-for-12.
Yeah.
Royce O'Neal, 5-for-10. Vince Williams Jr., 5-for-6. GG Jackson, 4-for-6. Jalen Brunson, 4-for-8. Jalen Brown, all the Jalen's, 4-for-8. Bogdanovich, 3-for-7, DeJounte Murray, 3-for-7, Dennis Schroeder, 3-for-6, Derek White, 3-for-9, Dante DiVincenzo, 3-for-3. I mean, this, the top 7 that I gave you guys are all shooting above 50%, outside of Eric Gordon, who's still shooting 41.7%. I mean, 41.7, which is great for, you know, NBA 3-point averages. So, yeah, I mean, those numbers specifically makes it really, really difficult. I'm not sure what it is, you know, either. Like, I know – there's the narrative going around. Miami doesn't care about the regular season. I'm watching these post-game interviews. They're trying to win basketball games. They just can't get it done right now. And I'm not going to be the person to catch that falling knife. I think, you know, looking at Sacramento, we typically want to play Sacramento, at least myself. I've made money playing Sacramento on the road and then staying away from them at home, because for whatever reason, they don't play as well at home. But, you know, on the road, they play better defense. They make more shots. I like Kevin Huerter in this spot here. You know, he's been – been hoping. Couldn't talk you off him at all.
Yeah, man. Look, again, and this is something I looked at also when I was looking at the Miami, when Phoenix went to town in South Beach against Miami the other night. And I was looking at, you know, 3-point props in that game, and it turned out to be Eric Gordon, but I just couldn't get there to the window because on any given night, like, it's, we know either Bradley Beal, KD, or Devin Booker can go off. More recently, it has been Devin Booker, but I think in this spot where you have legitimate 3-point shooter and Kevin Huerter, that's where majority of his shots do come from. I think I was a little bit more comfortable taking this player prop here with Kevin Huerter, especially, again, he's shooting the ball well. He's going to get attempts up as well, and he's, again, knocking them down as well. So I think this is a good spot here for Kevin Huerter to continue shooting the ball well here. Chris, let's get into honorable mentions, man. What are we looking at?
So probably a super contrarian one. Not sure if a lot of people are paying attention to this. I want to make sure I get the right number, but I'm looking, going back to the Phoenix game, Phoenix is in Brooklyn tonight. I think it's the 4th game of like a 6-7 game road trip for Phoenix. And I was scared to pull the trigger on this one last time. You know, if I think I'm probably going to get there this time. Devin Booker, like I said, contrarian, but under on his assists here, you know, this number, it continues to drop. It was 7.5 earlier this season. I think it went up to 8.5 at some point as well. And now this number's down to 5.5 here, you know, and it's down for good reason. I went through, you know, did my research. It looks like, and this is, you know, just outside of him being able to shoot the ball as well as he's been able to shoot the ball, he's, you know, really caught fire and stopped passing the ball, right? So yeah. Going into this season here, Munaf, it looks like over the course of the first 25 games, and this is up until January, right? Devin Booker was averaging 7.8 assists, and he was getting 14.5 potential assists per game, right? Well, since the last 5 games where Devin Booker has went on this absolute, you know, spree of, you know, scoring the basketball, he's actually only averaging 4.4 assists on non-potential assists, you know. So both of those numbers are about 50%, right? The potential and the actual average, like, but right about 4.5. He's just not passing the ball anymore. He catches it and he shoots it almost every single time. You also got Bradley Beal back in the mix. Hear me enough, and you know, he's getting assists. Kevin Durant's actually leading the team in assists with 6.6, and also you got Bradley Beal getting about 5.6 as well. So Devin Booker's actually third on this team in, you know, assists and potential assists over the course of the last 5 games. So potentially fading Devin Booker here. You can get a plus, a nice whopping plus 122 over on FanDuel right now if you do want to take this. This under, I haven't locked that one in yet, but it is one of the plays that I'm, you know, really, really close to kind of getting there on. I really, really like that matchup a lot for him. And that's probably my favorite, honorable mention, you know.
Yeah, we talked about the top of the show, like, Devin Booker hasn't been talked about enough just because of the some of the performances that have been going on points-wise. You know, we talked about Embiid, we talked about Cat, we talked about Luka. Over the last five games, he's averaging 38 points per game. He's had three games over the last five games. He had 44 or more points for the Phoenix Suns. And again, like you talk about the assist prop, it's like because they have a big three here, Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, and Bradley Beal, like it seems like that any one of those guys could have a high assist night, kind of feeding that hot hand where they're like, all right, no, let's, you know, it's Kevin's night. Let's get the ball to Kevin. You know, it's been Booker over the last five games. Let's get D-Book the ball. You know, Bradley Beal, he's had a couple games where he's looked like he's a guy back in Washington to being able to score points and knock down shots. So it's tough to determine. I know he played earlier this season against the Brooklyn Nets. He had 34 points and 12 assists in that game. But I think the dynamics have really changed. Like you mentioned, he laid out the numbers from month to month for a team like the Phoenix Suns, especially having those type of three dynamic players for the Phoenix Suns team. So, yeah, I can't disagree with that one. I really didn't have many honorable mentions here for tonight. I mean, you mentioned the Rudy Gobert one. I would have thrown that one in there. I agreed about the Nikola Jokic that you gave out as well. I think we should maybe mention that it is Damian Lillard going back to Portland here tonight. Chris, any thoughts on Damian Lillard here tonight? Do you think that, you know, the Bucks are going to try to feed him the ball? He's just going to go out there and stick it to his former team? Or how do you think that that's going to go down here tonight?
I think we see higher usage. One thing about Portland, though, that I think is probably not known, you know, just because people don't watch Portland play basketball. They actually do pretty well defending the 3-point line, like pull up transition 3-pointers, like Dame likes to shoot. They do a pretty good job of that. So I think if I'm playing on Dame, I'm probably looking at his assists, maybe even potentially like his double double. You probably can get some good plus money there. I don't like the threes as much, but it really wouldn't surprise me if, you know, he tried to go out there and, you know, kill some of these guys that he used to, you know, kind of mentor, guys like Anthony Simons. Yeah, I could absolutely see that happening as well. But I don't like his threes as much. But I mean, it's Dame, and he's back in Phoenix, where in Portland, where, you know, he kind of made his name. And I wouldn't be betting unders. Let's just put it like that. What are your thoughts, Jimmy?
Yeah, I think that. A lot of times when we see these players go back to the first time to their former team where they spent so many years, I feel like I don't think there's a revenge angle for Dame because it was an amicable decision, right? Like they both decided that, hey, maybe it's just time to move on. And for Dame, I know he had his preferred destination of Miami when we talked about this in the offseason and things like that. But it's not like, you know, they did him dirty or did him bad and just traded him away. Like they traded him to a Milwaukee Bucks team that had one of the best players in the NBA in Giannis, and they traded him to a contender that's one of the best teams, if not the best team, in the Eastern Conference as well. So you know, I'm sure they're gonna have the tribute video and all that good stuff for Dame here tonight. So I still think that he'll go out and put a performance up here tonight. And I don't think that the Bucks will make it an issue for him to get him the ball and let him go score the basketball. I think he'll let the game come to him versus, you know, trying to go out there and take every shot here. Would I be surprised if he goes out and puts up 40 tonight? No, I won't be surprised if that happens. But I think the narrative of it may be a little bit overblown that, hey, Dame wants to give it to his former team, but I just don't think that they did him, you know, they disrespect him or anything like that, where it was a decision where they both mutually agreed that, hey, maybe, you know, my time is up here. You know, maybe it's time for me to move on here for tonight. Josiah asking, I don't know, are you asking about Damian Lillard? If it is Lillard, I think points and assists, like Chris mentioned, I would look at both either points and assists to go over or points to go over here tonight, because I do think that he will come out and play well, but I just don't think that it'll be a sticking point for the Bucks to make sure that we get Dame the ball and get him up about 50 shots here tonight. Adam asking about Simons here tonight. I think that's a good look as well. Simons should be up for this game. Dame, we know defensively, doesn't put in the biggest effort here tonight. So if you want to do with that, something with Anthony Simons, you know, 25 plus points, 30 plus points here tonight, I do think that this be a game that we do think, you know, I think it should be a fun game to watch for sure. I think Portland will definitely be up for this game here for sure here tonight. All right, Chris, let's get into best bets here for tonight, and then we'll put together our underdog fantasy entry before we wrap up the show here, my man. You want to lead off with your best bet?
Yeah, let's do it, man. We're going straight to Oklahoma City, man. I'm taking Nikola Jokic over that 38.5 points plus rebounds in this game. Like I said, not knowing the status of Chet, I don't think it really matters, honestly. He did clear this line in the first game that these two teams played, and Chet Holmgren was a part of that game. So I like the revenge angle here. I think, you know, like I mentioned, Jokic averaging 31 points and 14 rebounds almost over his last five games. Also double revenge, but I like Nikola Jokic to be turned up in this spot here, Minoff. And also, I think there's something to say about, Denver off, from the revenge angle specifically. I think there's the revenge angle, but then there's also Denver, they struggle offensively on the road, specifically because Jokic, outside of Jokic, all of those other guys are pretty inconsistent. So I think we get it to Jokic. Also, we got to remember also their coach. What's his name? You know, if I can't think of his name.
Whose coach?
Denver's coach, Mike Malone.
Mike Malone, yeah.
Mike Malone is a very prideful man, you know? So off two losses, yeah, I think he feeds his big guy today. Give me Jokic over his 38.5 points plus rebounds here, you know?
Yeah, I love it. All right, for my best bet, I'm going to go over to the first one I mentioned with James Harden. Like you mentioned, if PG doesn't play here tonight, the usage is definitely going to be there for James Harden. So over 9.5 assists right now is a number. The juice is climbing a little bit on that. But again, like I mentioned, he's been in double-digit assists for the last five games for the Clippers. Should be playing a significant amount of minutes. And the Wizards have been allowing the most assists in the league to that point guard position over the last 2 weeks. So I think that continues here tonight for James Harden here. So over 9.5 assists for James Harden as my best bet. Chris has put together our Underdog Fantasy entry here for tonight before we wrap up the show. Or again, go to underdogfantasy.com if you haven't already. Make sure you use that promo code NBASGPN for a first deposit bonus of up to $100. If you already have an account, do us a favor, grab your wife's phone, your significant other, your aunt, uncle, brother, sister, coworker, get your coworker signed up, whatever the case might be. Get on underdogfantasy.com, sign them up, make sure you use that promo code NBASGPN. Get that again deposit bonus of up to $100. All right, Chris. So I'll put our best plays in here for tonight. That's going to be Nikola Jokic higher 9.5. Nikola Jokic. You said points and assists, Chris, or do you want to go another angle?
Points plus rebounds.
Post plus rebounds. All right, let me see if I, because my screen just froze on me here on my laptop, so I'm going to have to do this from my phone here. So, all right, so points plus rebounds. We'll go with Nikola Jokic. Let me just find Jokic here. Nikola Jokic. All right, here we go. So Nikola Jokic is at points and rebounds 38.5. We'll go higher on that. I'll go back to my favorite play of the night. That will be James Harden on his assist here tonight. Higher 9.5. We'll throw that one in there as well. And then there's a couple other guys that we did like here for tonight, Chris. Do we want to go... Let's see. Anything else that stuck out to you for tonight as for you want to throw in our fantasy lineup here?
Let's see. I like the Wendell Carter Jr. rebounds. You know,
both agreed on
7.5. Yeah. I really like that number a lot. Okay, like I said, potential 10 rebound game for Mr. Carter Jr. today.
Yeah, 100%. All right. So they have him here at 8. All right. So we'll go with that. So, Our entry here for the prop cast for tonight, James Harden higher 9.5 assists, Wendell Carter Jr. higher 8 rebounds, and then Nikola Jokic higher 38.5 points and rebounds combined. That $20 entry will get you a return of $120. Again, make sure to go to underdogfantasy.com. Use that promo code NBASGPN for a first deposit bonus of up to $100. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the NBA PropCast here. Chris, anything else you want to mention, my man, before we get out of here?
Nah, man. Enjoy the games, everyone. It's a big, big slate. So definitely, you know, pick the ones out that you want to watch. Best of luck on all your action. You know, tail responsibly. Check me out over on Twitter at CrispyCap2P2Ns. I'm out. That's good, you know.
Yeah, we'll be back hopefully Friday. We'll put together another show for the PropCast. And again, myself, Chris, and Rod will be doing the Super Bowl player props as well as we lead up to the Super Bowl. So a lot of prop action still coming up for the NBA and the NFL as well. Make sure to follow Chris, like you mentioned, over on X at CrispyCap2P2Ns. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsNerd824. Till then, good luck with your bets here tonight. Let's break these books off and let it ride.